Hey, this podcast replay, it's brought to you by Sports Grill with 7 great locations. Check out the Bird Road and Miami Lakes locations. Sports Grill is the home to the legendary Sports Grilled Wings, and catch our Dolphins pre- and post-game shows at the Miami Lakes and Bird Road locations for the 2021 season. They ended up getting a title sponsor for their jerseys. XBTO, a crypto finance company. It's funny. It's great because, like, how they underestimate the Dolphins, so many people in this world are underestimating crypto, right? It's the same thing. Oh, the internet, it'll never make it. Oh, come on, a plane flying, the Wright brothers are crazy, yada, 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 right? It'll never catch on. The cell phone, oh, come on, that's a fad. That won't have beepers. Come on. That's no, you know, and this is the way it is, right? All these new inventions, email, people were afraid. They didn't even come close to a computer. You had people that thought the computer was a disease. What do you mean, email? And now you can't live without email, right? I mean, you got to get email for something. You're paying bills on the internet now, right? So I love how people have also underestimated crypto, which is great because those of us that got in a little earlier, we're going to benefit from it in the end. You know what I mean? But it's just like you see it all over the place, arenas, on the umps. You know, you see on the front of these jerseys. It's just it's funny to me how, you know, when I catch the ignorance, because really that's what it is. It's fear and ignorance. Because as human beings, sometimes a lot of us have problems with change. And you, listen, I've noticed it in my business. In my business, we went from taking your faxes. I know I'm old. But when we started doing radio at the barn at QAM in the early 90s, there was a fax. That's what you did. From the early 90s to the almost late 90s. Yeah, almost pretty much that entire decade, because even though computers started becoming more prominent in the mid-90s, email wasn't there yet. We had to get to the 2000s to get to the email. And then that scared the shit out of people. And then we had social media, right? Oh, social media, that's a fad. That won't last, and where's social media now? You know what I mean? Businesses depend on social media. So, you know what I mean? So it's funny how, and if you don't change with the times in our business, if you didn't learn email, if you didn't learn how to communicate on social media and connect with your audience, you were going to die by the wayside. If you didn't learn how to use a damn computer, you're going to die by the wayside in our business. That's just kind of the way it is. And I've seen hosts who did not adjust and they got old. You know what I mean? And you've got to change with the times. And this old fart changes with all the times. And look where we're at now. Everything's changed, man. Everything's different. But you've got to be able to. Doesn't mean that you can't reach people, but it's a different way of reaching people because people are communicating in different ways. And so I laugh because I keep seeing crypto become a bigger part of society. And those people that are still walking around going, that's fake. That's a Ponzi scheme. This and that, you know, those are usually old farts, right? That are set in their ways and they're too lazy to learn anything else. So they just diss it because, you know, they'd rather use ignorance than anything else. You know what I'm saying?